I first began my journey, I used to think that discipline was a heavy word. Restrictive, unyielding, almost like putting myself in a cage and tossing the key. But as the years went by and the seasons changed, I discovered a truth that altered my entire outlook. Discipline doesn't restrict your freedom, it creates it. It's a paradox. The more discipline you have, the freer you become. You see, most people wake up and leave their day to chance. They're swept away by whatever wind is blowing that morning, the news, a phone call, a mood, a memory from yesterday. That's no way to build a future. That's no way to rise above mediocrity. Let me tell you what predictability gives you. Predictability gives you peace of mind. Predictability takes the guesswork out of your morning, out of your afternoon, out of your night. If you know where you're headed and you've carved out a path, you don't stand at the crossroads every single day wondering which way to go. There's no need for endless debates with yourself. You simply walk the path you've set. That's freedom. Think about the greatest musicians, the finest athletes, the most productive people you've ever admired. Did they achieve what they achieved because they had bursts of motivation once or twice a month? Or did they build systems, routines, habits so consistent and predictable they could execute even when the world was spinning, when their mood wasn't right, when the sun wasn't shining, when they didn't feel like it, their routine took over? That's the power of predictability. I remember traveling from city to city, often tired, often far from home. But every day my suitcase was packed the same way, my notes prepared the same way, my schedule mapped out the same way. No confusion, no room for last minute decisions. There's something liberating about not having to negotiate with yourself every morning. Should I do it? Should I skip? Maybe later? No, just what's next on the list. That's the game changer. Most people are at the mercy of their feelings. They get up and ask, do I feel like it today? Am I in the mood to work on my goals? That's the surest path to disappointment. I urge you to consider, what if the best parts of your life didn't rely on how you felt in the moment, but on the foundation you built long before the moment ever arrived? That's what an unstoppable routine does. It stands between you and your old self. It whispers, just do what's next. Don't let emotion run the show. Imagine no longer being a victim of your moods or whims, but instead a creator of your day, every day. Predictability doesn't just bring order, it brings energy. When you know what to expect, you free up that inner resource most people squander, decision power. And what a valuable asset that is. Save your best thinking for where it really counts. Let your routine handle the rest. You see, discipline is the architect and routine is the builder. You draw up your plans and then let your habits do the construction. Before long, you wake up inside a life of your own design. No accident, no luck, just structure. So ask yourself today, what could be possible if you stopped leaving your days to chance? If you remove the option of indecision from your mornings, your afternoons, your evenings, could you multiply your results? Could you become someone you've only admired from a distance? Predictability isn't the enemy. It's the door to achievement. It's the great unlocker. Build that door. Walk through it. Leave chance behind. Step into the world of deliberate creation. That's where freedom begins. If someone asked what the secret ingredient of success is, I would say consistency. Not excitement, not energy, consistency. And it's the thing most people overlook. Why? Because it's not glamorous. It doesn't get a round of applause. But let me tell you, it moves mountains. You don't build a legacy on flashes of brilliance. You build it with the steady rhythm of small actions repeated day after day. Success isn't about the fireworks you set off once or twice a year. It's about the steady candle you light every single morning, rain or shine. I used to think you had to work extremely hard, maybe for a week or a month to get ahead. But what happens after that burst? Most people burn out, fall back, and wonder why things don't change. They say, "I tried so hard for a little while, but nothing stuck." The problem isn't effort. The problem is rhythm. It's not about how hard you work one day. It's about how consistently you show up day after day, week after week, year after year. Let me give you an example from my own journey. When I started reading and taking notes every day, I didn't see much change in the first week. My conversations didn't get any sharper. My thinking didn't seem much clearer. But after a few months, something shifted. I started remembering more, connecting dots faster, coming up with better questions. I didn't get smarter overnight. I just stayed with the process. That's the magic. A routine creates a rhythm. And rhythm, not intensity, builds the strongest foundation. Think of a farmer planting a crop. He doesn't run out one day and try to plow, plant, and harvest in the same afternoon. He works in rhythm with the seasons, day after day, watering, weeding, checking, waiting. Then almost quietly, something grows. Some people are always chasing motivation, chasing that feeling, that spark, that jolt of energy. I tell you, motivation is unreliable. It's there one day, gone the next. If you wait for motivation to show up before you act, you'll spend your life waiting. If you build a routine, motivation becomes the bonus, not the requirement. Let's not forget, life tests your resolve. It's easy to follow through when you're inspired, but what about when you're tired? When things aren't going your way? Consistency bridges that gap. It keeps you going when enthusiasm runs out. I remember a time when business was slow. The phone wasn't ringing. The opportunities seemed thin. The temptation was to retreat, to give less. But that's when I doubled down on my routines. I kept reading, I kept calling, I kept planning. Little by little, the tide turned, not overnight, but slowly, surely. Consistency always gets the last word. So don't just ask yourself, how hard am I willing to work? Ask yourself, how consistently am I willing to work? Temporary sprints fade, steady steps last. The winners in life are not the ones who move the fastest. They're the ones who refuse to stop moving, even when nobody's watching. Here's something worth remembering. You can borrow someone's excitement, but you can't borrow their consistency. That's yours to build. And when you build it, you become unstoppable. Turn your actions into rituals. Make your habits automatic. Let the rhythm of your routine carry you when motivation fails you. That's how ordinary effort becomes extraordinary achievement. So today I challenge you, don't just seek the quick win. Build your life on the foundation of consistency. Day after day, stone after stone. Soon you'll look back and realize you've built a cathedral while everyone else was chasing sparks. You know, it's a fascinating thing. Most people are waiting for that perfect moment, waiting for the feeling to be right, waiting for the stars to align, for inspiration to strike, for a sign from somewhere. They wake up and say, if I feel like it, I'll do it. If not, maybe tomorrow. But let me share something that changed the way I approached every day. Don't start with your feelings, start with your standards. Standards are different than moods. Standards don't waver with the weather or the headlines or the way someone spoke to you that morning. Standards are the non-negotiables you set for yourself, the commitments you honor, no matter what your feelings tell you. If you want to build an unstoppable routine, anchor it to your standards, not to your emotions. Ask yourself, what are your non-negotiables? What are the things you do regardless of mood, regardless of circumstance? Winners, you'll find, are not made by what they do, when they feel great. They're made by what they do when they don't feel like it at all. Champions get up and show up not because they're always motivated, but because their standards demand it. You don't have to feel like brushing your teeth to brush your teeth. You do it because it's a standard. You don't debate with yourself every morning, should I or shouldn't I? You just do it. That's the power of a standard. It takes the argument out of the action. I remember the days when it would have been easy to skip reading, to skip planning, to skip making those extra calls. Some days, the motivation just wasn't there, but the standard was. And when the standard takes over, you don't have to waste energy trying to convince yourself. You simply honor your commitment. You see, emotion is a beautiful thing. It's fuel, but it's unreliable as a guide. It's up, it's down, it's here, it's gone. If you build your days around emotion, your days will be unpredictable, your results even more. So build them around standards and you create certainty. You create reliability. If you find yourself negotiating your routine, maybe I'll do it later, maybe I'll skip just this once, you haven't set a standard yet. Once the standard is in place, the negotiation ends. The debate is over. The only question is, what comes next on the schedule? Here's another thing. Standards are built, not wished for. You set them, you protect them, you reinforce them every time you follow through. Every time you do what you said you would do, regardless of how you feel, your standard gets a little stronger. Eventually, it becomes part of who you are. Don't wait to feel ready. Don't wait for inspiration to strike. The winners in life get moving first and let the feelings catch up later. They don't ask their feelings for permission to succeed. They decide what matters and then act on it day after day. So today, I invite you to set your standards high. Let your feelings come and go, but let your standards stay put. Build your schedule around what matters most. Guard those non-negotiables and watch as your routine becomes unstoppable. Not because you always felt like it, but because you decided it was who you are. That's how you move from wishful thinking to predictable achievement. That's how you turn the ordinary into the extraordinary. Not with the energy of a single moment, but with the power of a standard that doesn't bend. If there's one place where routine matters most, it's in the morning. The first hour of the day is like the rudder of a great ship. It sets your course, even when the sea gets rough later on. I learned a long time ago, if you start your morning in order, the rest of the day has a way of falling into line. Start in chaos, and you spend the next 12 hours trying to catch up. Most people wake up and tumble right into the day, rushing, reacting, grabbing at whatever demands their attention first. The phone rings, the inbox fills up. The world starts making requests before you've even gathered your own thoughts. That's not a formula for productivity. That's a recipe for confusion. Order in the morning brings clarity by noon. That's why I've always been an advocate for beginning each day with purpose. Not with noise, not with frenzy, but with a quiet focus. Sometimes it's reading a few pages of something inspiring. Sometimes it's a moment of reflection, asking what's important today. Sometimes it's planning out the tasks that really matter before the distractions try to take over. You don't have to wake up at dawn to win the day, but you do have to win the first hour, whatever time you start. The first hour belongs to you, not the world. Claim it, guard it, use it to set your intentions before the world sets its agenda for you. I remember in my early days, I'd sometimes wake up late, already behind, rushing, skipping breakfast, running out the door with half a plan in my head. And by noon, everything was scattered. No focus, just catching up. It wasn't until I started protecting my mornings that my whole routine changed. Even a few minutes of calm, a little bit of order. changed the way I approached every challenge. So what can you do in that first hour? You can read something uplifting. Not the headlines, but wisdom that strengthens your mind. You can write down your goals, remind yourself of what matters, review your plan for the day. You can sit in silence and let your mind settle before it's asked to solve problems. Whatever it is, do it on purpose. If the first thing you put into your mind is chaos, don't be surprised if confusion follows you through the day. But start with order, start with intention, and you'll notice something remarkable. Problems seem smaller, distractions seem less tempting, and you move through the day with greater calm and confidence. Guard your first hour like a treasure. Don't let the world steal it from you. That's your time to plant the seeds for the day you want, not just the day that happens by accident. The more intentional you are with your morning, the less you'll have to fix by the afternoon. Routine isn't just about what you do. It's about how you start. And if you begin each day with order, purpose, and quiet focus, you give yourself a tremendous advantage. That's how you become the architect of your day, not the victim of it. So tomorrow morning, before the world barges in, take those moments for yourself. Begin with purpose, and the rest will follow. Order in the morning, clarity by noon, achievement by night. One of the great challenges of the modern world is staying focused. The phone rings, someone knocks, the world tugs at your sleeve all day long. But if you want to accomplish something significant, you have to master the art of focus. That's where the power block principle comes into play. You see, the day is a collection of hours and minutes, but most people treat it like one endless, jumbled stream. They bounce from task to task, from message to meeting, rarely settling into deep, meaningful work. Every time you switch gears, you lose a little bit of energy, a little bit of clarity, a little bit of time. Here's the truth. Deep work requires deep focus. And deep focus isn't something that happens by accident. It's something you plan for. That's why it's so powerful to divide your day into blocks, segments, time carved out for one purpose and one purpose only. I learned this lesson early on. When I first started in business, I'd try to juggle everything at once. Phone calls, paperwork, meetings, ideas. By the end of the day, I'd wonder where the hours had gone. Progress was slow. Frustration was high. But when I began to group similar tasks together, things changed. The fog lifted. My productivity soared. Here's how it works. Take a look at your day and break it into focused blocks of time. Maybe one block for creative work, another for calls, another for reading or study. Instead of multitasking, an illusion, by the way, you're single tasking, giving your full attention to one thing at a time. The real magic comes when you eliminate context switching. Every time you shift from one type of task to another, your brain has to catch up. It's like stopping a car and changing direction over and over again. You lose momentum. But if you stay with one category of work, you build speed. You go deeper. You get more done. This isn't just theory, it's practical. When you sit down for your power block, you turn off distractions. The phone goes silent. The door stays closed. You let the world know for the next hour, you're unavailable. You'd be amazed at what you can accomplish when you draw that line in the sand. You see, willpower is a limited resource. If you're always fighting off interruptions, you wear down by noon. But if you design your day with blocks of focused work, you don't have to resist distractions. They're already planned out of your environment. Some people resist structure because they fear it will box them in. But it's the opposite. Structure creates space for real achievement. It frees your mind. It lets you dive deep. In those power blocks, you're not just working. You're building something. You're making progress that sticks. So take a look at your own routine. Where could you bundle your tasks? Where could you defend a block of time for your most important work? Treat those blocks as sacred. Protect them fiercely. Let the world wait. When you adopt the power block principle, you begin to experience a new level of productivity. Less stress, more results. Less noise, more clarity. And at the end of the day, you feel accomplished. Not because you did everything, but because you did what mattered most. Remember, you don't need more hours. You need more focus in the hours you have. Group your work. Eliminate the switching. Let your mind settle into its best work. That's how you get ahead, while everyone else is just getting by. In all my years of studying success and failure, I've noticed something fascinating. Not all habits are created equal. Some are small and simple, some make a ripple, but a few, just a few, are like the keystone in an arch. Put them in place, and everything else gets stronger. Remove them, and the whole structure wobbles. These are what I call keystone habits. They aren't always flashy or complicated, but they have a unique power. When you hold to your keystone habits, the rest of your routine almost builds itself. But let one slip, and you'll notice the cracks appear everywhere. So, what are these keystone habits? They can be different for each person, but you'll recognize them because they make everything else easier. For some, it's exercise, a walk, a jog, a bit of movement each morning. For others, it's journaling or reflecting, taking the time to gather your thoughts before the world comes knocking. Maybe it's reviewing your goals, even for a few minutes, to remind yourself of the direction you're headed. In my own life, I found that a few simple routines anchored everything else. A few minutes of reading in the morning sharpened my thinking all day long. A moment to write down goals kept me on course when distractions tried to steal my attention. The act of reviewing the previous day's lessons turned small mistakes into big wisdom. Not a huge investment of time, but the return was enormous. It's tempting to try to fix everything at once, change your diet, overhaul your schedule, tackle every bad habit in one go. But real, lasting change comes from protecting just a handful of these foundational routines. When those are in place, the rest follows naturally. When those falter, even the best intentions can't hold up the structure. You can spot your keystone habits by noticing what happens when you skip them. Miss a workout, and suddenly the eating plan slides. Skip the morning review, and the whole day seems less organized. Stop reflecting, and the same mistakes repeat themselves. These habits aren't just another box to check. They're the glue holding your progress together. So my advice is this: identify your keystone habits and guard them like treasure. If you have to compromise, let it be on the small things, not the habits that hold everything else in place. Make them your highest priority, no matter how busy the day gets. When you do, you'll find it easier to build momentum, to recover from setbacks, to stay on track without constant struggle. And remember, keystone habits are contagious. When you keep them, you start to pick up other good habits along the way, almost without trying. It's a powerful thing. So today, take a few minutes to reflect. What are the habits that, when in place, make you feel strong, clear, focused? What are the first routines to fall when life gets busy? And what happens to everything else when they do? Write them down. Commit to protecting them. Keystone habits don't make you perfect, but they make you powerful. They give you leverage. And once you've built your routine on that solid foundation, you'll be amazed at how the rest of your life starts to rise. One of the greatest mistakes people make with routines is treating them like stone tablets. Unchanging, set for life. But life itself is never static. Seasons change. Circumstances shift. What worked last month might not fit next month. That's why a truly unstoppable routine is a living system, not a prison. You see, routine should serve you, not the other way around. It should help you adapt, improve, and grow. Not box you in, not stifle your creativity. If you ever feel trapped by your own routine, it's time to step back and ask, is this still serving my highest goals? I make it a habit to review my routines every week. Just a simple process. Sit down with a notebook, look at what worked, what felt off, what took too much time for too little return. No judgment, just observation. Where did the energy flow easily? Where did the friction show up? Did I let distractions sneak in? Or did I defend my priorities well? Sometimes you'll spot a task that doesn't need to be done at all. Other times you'll see that a new priority has emerged, something important that isn't getting the time it deserves. Adjust. Don't throw out the routine just because it hit a bump. Refine it, make it stronger. In business and in life, the winners are the ones who make small, regular improvements. The secret isn't perfection. The secret is iteration. Like a sculptor, you chip away, shape, adjust. Over time, something remarkable emerges. Not by accident, but by design. There were seasons in my own life when my mornings looked different. Some years, I needed more time for reading, less for meetings. Some years, my health demanded extra attention, so exercise became non-negotiable. The routine shifted, but the commitment to improvement never changed. Let me tell you, abandoning a routine at the first sign of trouble is the easy way out. Anyone can do that. But progress belongs to the person who keeps showing up, who keeps reviewing, keeps adjusting, keeps refining. Don't confuse flexibility with laziness. True flexibility is about adapting to get better, not finding excuses to do less. So, how do you start? Set a time each week, maybe Sunday evening, maybe first thing Monday. Sit with your routine and ask the tough questions. What's working? What's wasting time? What needs more structure? What needs to be let go? No routine is so sacred it can't be improved. Over time, these small adjustments add up. The routine gets tighter. The results get stronger. You don't become unstoppable by doing everything right the first time. You get there by getting a little bit better every week. If you treat your routine as a living, breathing system, you'll never feel stuck. You'll stay sharp, stay motivated, stay on course. Progress is a product of iteration, not instant perfection. Don't look for the routine that works forever. Look for the commitment to keep making it better. That's how you build a system that grows with you, not against you. That's how you turn routines into results. If there's a force that can turn a good routine into a great one, it's accountability. See, it's easy to make promises to yourself in the quiet moments. It's easy to write out a plan when nobody's watching. But what gets measured gets repeated. And what's visible, what's tracked, becomes a responsibility, not just a wish. Most people don't fail for lack of knowledge. They don't even fail for lack of desire. They fail for lack of accountability. It's one thing to say you'll do something. It's another to make it visible, to measure it, to let the results stare back at you. You can do this privately. Scorecards, checklists, a progress journal. You can do it publicly. Share your goals with a partner, a friend, a group that will ask how you're doing. The point isn't how you do it. It's that you do it. Make your routine real. Put it somewhere you can see it, where you can't escape it. For years, I kept a simple checklist for my routines. Each evening, I'd review. Did I follow through? did I stick to my keystone habits? Where did I slip, and what can I improve tomorrow? Some nights, I looked at that list with pride. Other nights, with resolve. The checklist didn't judge. It just told the truth. There's a certain power in seeing your actions on paper. It takes your routine out of your head and puts it in the world. Suddenly, it's not just a nice idea. It's a track record. It's evidence. And when you see the string of days, you kept your word, something happens inside. Your confidence grows. Your discipline deepens. If you want to raise the stakes, make your accountability public. Find someone you trust, someone who will ask the hard questions and expect real answers. Tell them what you're committed to, then report your progress. You'll find that the simple act of telling someone else increases your resolve. You don't want to let them down, and you don't want to let yourself down either. Let's not forget, accountability is not about guilt. It's about growth. It's about clarity. It's about keeping your routine in front of you, not hidden in the background. When you know you're going to check that list, mark that box, give that report, you start to act differently. You start to take your routine seriously. And here's the real magic. Accountability creates momentum. One day leads to two. Two to a week to a month. The more you track, the more you improve. The more visible your progress, the less likely you are to give up when things get tough. So today, ask yourself, how will you track your routine? What will you measure? Who will you tell? Don't just leave it to chance. Don't let your progress hide in the shadows. Shine a light on it. Bring it out into the open. Let accountability become the trigger that transforms your routine from an idea into an identity. Remember, what gets measured gets repeated, and what's repeated shapes who you become. If there's one lesson I wish more people understood, it's this. Rest isn't a sign of weakness. Rest is not the enemy of discipline. Rest is part of the routine, an essential part. Without it, even the strongest routine will eventually break down. Fatigue ruins consistency faster than any failure ever could. I used to think if I could just push a little harder, sleep a little less, keep going while everyone else quit, I'd get ahead. For a while it worked, but then the days started to blur. Decisions got sloppy. Energy dipped. Progress stalled. It was a hard lesson, but a necessary one. Rest is not the absence of routine. It's what allows routine to endure. Think of any high performer, an athlete, a leader, a craftsman. They don't go nonstop. They have rhythms, intense periods of work, followed by genuine recovery. It's in that recovery that growth actually happens. Muscles rebuild in rest, not just in strain. Ideas come in quiet, not just in noise. So many people fall into the trap of thinking that the secret is to do more, cram more into every hour, every day. But when you're always on, always grinding, your routine loses its sharpness. The quality drops, mistakes creep in. And before you know it, you're not just tired, you're discouraged. The key is to schedule recovery with the same seriousness as you schedule your work. Don't just hope you'll find time to recharge. Make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Maybe it's a walk in the evening. Maybe it's an hour with a book, not for information, but for enjoyment. Maybe it's simply getting enough sleep. Recovery is about renewal. It's about stepping back so you can step forward with more power. When you honor your need for rest, you protect your ability to be consistent. And consistency, as you've heard me say, is the foundation of every great achievement. There's no virtue in burning out. There's no trophy for exhaustion. The goal isn't to see how long you can go without stopping. The goal is to keep going day after day, year after year. That requires wisdom. That requires knowing when to push and when to pause. So, make recovery a rule. Put it on your schedule, not as an afterthought, but as an essential. Guard your downtime. Use it to refuel, to reflect, to prepare for what's next. And don't feel guilty for it. You're not stepping away from your routine. You're strengthening it. Remember, fatigue will take you out of the game faster than any setback. Protect your energy. Value your recovery. When you do, you'll find that your routine isn't just something you can sustain. It becomes something that sustains you. That's how you build a life, not just a schedule. That's how you endure. There's a law that governs every success story, every remarkable life. It's the law of compounding. Not just compounding money, but compounding discipline. One disciplined day doesn't look like much, but 10 disciplined days lead to 10 disciplined weeks. 10 disciplined weeks become 10 disciplined years. That's the compounding effect of routine, and that's what makes you unstoppable. You see, discipline isn't something you do once and expect the world to change. It's the daily practice, the ordinary effort repeated over time that transforms everything. It's the small deposits made day after day that, over time, build a fortune of results. That's why routine isn't just about what you do, it's about who you become. I remember meeting people who were waiting for the big break, the moment that would change their lives overnight. But here's the truth. Life rarely works that way. Real change comes from tiny improvements stacked on top of each other, again and again. Most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in a year or a decade. Take a look at your own life. Where did your best results come from? Was it from a single day of incredible effort? Or was it from showing up, doing the work, day after day, when nobody was watching? That's the magic of compounding. Every routine, every discipline, every good habit you put in place today is a seed planted for tomorrow's harvest. Some people look for shortcuts. They want the secret that will let them skip the process. But the process is the secret. The daily discipline, the repeated effort, the willingness to keep going. That's what separates those who succeed from those who wish. If you ever doubt that your routine matters, just remember this. Each day, you keep your commitments. You add to your character. Each day, you repeat your keystone habits. You reinforce the foundation. Each day, you track your progress. You multiply your results. And over time, those small, simple acts grow into something extraordinary. Discipline compounds. It turns effort into excellence, intention into achievement, routine into results. It's not about being perfect. It's about being persistent. It's about letting time work for you, not against you. So as you move forward, don't just focus on what you do each day. Focus on who you're becoming each day. Every time you follow your routine, you're not just building habits. You're building identity. You're becoming someone who can be counted on. Someone who finishes what they start. Someone whose life is a reflection of consistent, compounded discipline. Let that be your legacy. Not the things you did once in a while, but the things you did every day. That's how you build a future. That's how you become unstoppable.